To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Among the latest federal workers being let go, employees of the FAA. At the same time, Willie James Inman reports the Trump administration and Elon Musk are taking a closer look at FAA air traffic control systems.
They're going to look in, perhaps see what technology, see how things can improve, but they are going to need Congress's buy-in because it's important to point out that they will need millions, if not billions, to improve that outdated system.
The firings in the federal government have also shifted to another area the Trump administration is focused on, immigration. Here's CBS's Camille Montoya Galvez.
4 million pending cases are being overseen by the immigration courts. More than a dozen judges have been fired, and there is still a mounting case backlog of millions of people who are waiting to get a decision on their asylum requests or other ways to stop their deportation.
Life-threatening cold is now expected in the Rockies and the Northern Plains as winter storms continue to pummel much of the country. In Kentucky, the death toll is now at 11 and could grow after heavy rains and flooding. Governor Andy Beshear says the danger isn't over.
While the flash flooding is done, the rivers haven't all crested. Some flooding is going to continue, especially in parts of eastern Kentucky.
Parts of Kentucky and Tennessee got more than 6 inches of rain. There will be a lot of focus on talks in Saudi Arabia tomorrow as the U.S. and Russia hold their highest level meetings since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. But it's also about improving relations, Stacey Lynn reports.
We're moving along. We're trying to get a peace with Russia, Ukraine, and we're working very hard on it.
While President Trump is not there,
one of his promises was he would work to bring an end to this conflict.
Secretary of State Rubio is.
This is the first step in that process, but we have a long ways to go.
As to when Trump will have that planned face-to-face with Russian President Putin,
no time set, but it could be very soon.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
European leaders are holding their own emergency meeting in Paris, feeling they've been left out. Analyst David Blagden.
One sort of potentially bad outcome for European capitals is to discover that the Americans have basically put them on the hook for some sort of peacekeeping mission in Ukraine without their say-so, effectively sort of presenting them with a fait accompli.
Protesters are on the streets of Israel today. Today marks 500 days since the hostages were taken.
President Trump and his administration are committed to complete the hostage deal and end the war in Gaza. We want to be sure that the Israeli government obeys by this and no hostage will be left behind.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cold weather advisory is in effect with wind chills reaching as low as 25 below. Warming centers are running in the Racine and Kenosha area. You can call 211 to find one near you. It'll stay this way for about a day, the latest coming up in the forecast. They were cold for a little bit, but everyone was able to get out of a house on fire in Racine last night. Fire crews were called to a home on Monroe Avenue where heavy smoke was seen coming from the basement. Again, everyone was able to get out. The water used to fight the fire quickly froze, requiring DPW crews to salt the roads. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. There's a community session Thursday regarding the Racine fire referendum question. The city of Racine is looking for an extra $1.5 million for fire services, with a community session scheduled to discuss the ask for more money. The session Thursday at the Bryant Community Center is hosted by the Racine Professional Firefighters Union. The spring primary will be a cold one. An election takes place tomorrow with polls open from 7 to 8. It features a statewide contest for state superintendent to public instruction. In Kenosha, voters will decide on a significant school district referendum and a school board election. Racine has their school referendum in April. You can read all about what Racine Unified is asking for at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better, and that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come, and you know that starts with our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and brutally cold, with high temperatures stuck in the single digits today and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. With gusty winds, it's prompted a cold weather advisory until 11. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Harvey and the rest of the story, 30 seconds away. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. Philadelphia dentist Malan Loomis was Mr. False Teeth. That is, he invented the mineral plating process for making false teeth. The Kaolin process, it's called. His U.S. patent is dated May 1854. He held a subsequent British patent, Malan Loomis. And yet, despite his having created modern dentures, and despite an arguably memorable name, Malan Lewis, he's a mostly forgotten man. Came from a distinguished family. Dental practice was very successful. Personally, he was clever, inventive. But that's what complicated his life. Malan was in his early 30s when he began tinkering with the invention of which few remember him. The dentist labored more than a decade during his spare time and was in his 40s before he felt his pet project was ready to be shared with the rest of the world. Malan called a meeting of scientists in Virginia, and before that eminent audience, he demonstrated his new discovery and his invention was greeted with unanimous enthusiasm. And after the back-patting was finished and the scientists had gone home and the money men moved in, Boston capitalists who approached the inventive dentist and proposed that they all get rich, well, hey, that was fine with Malan. Then came September 24, 1869, a day of unprecedented panic on Wall Street. They called it Black Friday. There would be nothing like it until the crash of 1929. Anyway, the economic upheaval broke Loomis's Boston backers, so the dentist decided to wait out the Wall Street storm. But after 2 years, Malan, tired of waiting for the East Coast to come around, found some eager bankers in Chicago. The dentist was really onto something, the bankers agreed. So yes, they would gladly put their money into his invention. And that encouraging news came the first week of October 1871. You know what happened the second week? The Great Chicago Fire. So once more, Malan Loomis's prospective investors were wiped out. But his invention was really good. It was so good that even the United States government tried to assist this hapless dentist. In fact, economic assistance in the form of a so-named Loomis Bill passed the House in May of 1872 and the Senate in January of 73. President Grant even signed the bill. But the problem was that by the time the bill had gone through legislation, Malan's money appropriation had been legislated out. And the end, well, the whole thing amounted to little more than congratulations. And Malan died in 1886, heartbroken. They say over his nation's failure to recognize him, the mineral plating process for making false teeth. No, Malan was not concerned about that. It was his other invention that we've been discussing, for which Malan held his highest hopes, the invention of wireless telegraphy. That's right, the invention with which history has credited Marconi. But you've just learned that a Philadelphia dentist named Malan Loomis gave his first public demonstration conducting a two-way wireless communication at a distance of 18 miles 6 years before Guglielmo Marconi was born. Now you know the rest of the story.
Get out. I believe Paul Harvey, but first I'm hearing of the man who actually invented radio, not Marconi. Wow. I owe my career to a dentist. But I digress. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, twice daily, with Don Rosen in the morning at 7:25. And again at 12:05, every Monday through Friday, exclusively on WRJN.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Great song from the Righteous Brothers on the station with local news, timeless hits. WRJN, said Dan proudly. Today, of course, did you realize this? Third Monday of February, so it's President's Day. Tomorrow, National Drink Wine Day. Just thought I'd pass it along. Do with that what you may. WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Everything was
on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Uh-huh. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, making sure the beat goes on, which is part of my job description, come to think of it. I'm Dan Marcus. Don Rosen in the morning, well, you can hear him now on demand. Demand Don Rosen. He's available on our website, on demand, at WRJN.com. Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles now with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Hopefully you're ready to chill out. The National Weather Service has a cold weather advisory in effect through tomorrow, with wind chills as low as 25 below expected. The conditions pose a risk of frostbite on exposed skin within 30 minutes. Warming centers are open. You can call 211 to find the closest near you. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Fire and ice came to one Racine neighborhood last night. At around 8, fire crews were called to a home on Monroe, a little north of Washington. Heavy smoke was seen coming from a basement, with reports indicating everyone in the home was able to get out. The water used quickly froze, with Racine DPW crews called to salt the roads in the area. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Candidates in classrooms aren't the only things on the April ballot. City of Racine voters on April 1st will be asked for an extra $1.5 million to enhance the fire department. To inform and to educate, the Racine Professional Firefighters Union is holding a session this Thursday at the Bryant Community Center. The get-together gets going at 5:30 with an invitation saying community members are invited to share their thoughts about the referendum and to learn more about the impact. You can go deeper on that referendum question and the spending at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Tons of sunshine, but frigid cold. High temperatures today only reach the single digits, and with the winds feisty, it's really making us feel 20 degrees colder. A few flurries could be seen this afternoon, and tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect. We're going to be feeling anywhere from 15 to 25 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This group back on the Happy Together tour this summer, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, and yeah, we'll have tickets for you here on WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers everywhere.
I had to say hello. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. And we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
I was in the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
them from the British invasion era. Dave Clark 5 on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Me along, making me strong. boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from Three Dog Night. And it's a good one. Haven't heard it for a while. Coming next hour on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. In touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, I'm in love with you.
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say it's this mine, you can't take it.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You didn't have to be Midwest nice. Here's The Spoonful on WRJN.